The holidays have brought a sense of foreboding to Lebanon. A UN court has been investigating the 2005 assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, and the court is set to issue indictments soon. Members of the Lebanese political party and militia Hezbollah are said to be suspects in the murder. The situation has brought the country's government to a standstill, and as Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut, Lebanon is once again on the brink.
Since July, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah has gone on a television offensive. That's when he announced that the United Nations Special Tribunal for Lebanon, or STL, would likely charge members of his group with assassinating former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Nasrallah calls those charges an Israeli and American plot. In this speech, Nasrallah said witnesses who gave testimony against Hezbollah had lied, and he's threatened to cut the hand of anyone who indicted Hezbollah.
It's really a court of public opinion kind of story.
Political analyst Elias Muhanna says there's no way the tribunal or Lebanese authorities can arrest any Hezbollah members, even if they are indicted, because Hezbollah is more powerful than both the army and the police force in Lebanon. But Muhanna says that Hezbollah is worried the tribunal's indictment could tarnish the image of the party.
If the STL is able to come up with compelling evidence that Hezbollah was involved in Hariri's murder, you're going to have a lot of people's minds changed. You're going to have a lot of people saying, well, you know, maybe there's a problem with this model of resistance. It wasn't just Hariri who was killed. You have this, you know, long string of assassinations. Ultimately, that's a problem for people living in Beirut today.
So, the party wants to discredit the tribunal before any indictment comes out. Nasrallah and other Hezbollah officials have called on the current prime minister, Saad Hariri, the son of the slain Rafik Hariri, to cut Lebanon's ties to the court. But meeting Hezbollah's demands would be political suicide for Saad Hariri. Sami Jamail is a member of parliament from the Hariri-allied Kataeb party. His brother, former industrial minister Pierre Jamail, was assassinated in 2006. Jamail says the prime minister shouldn't be Hezbollah's fig leaf.
Once the Lebanese government officially refuses the STL indictment, then they will be in a better position toward the Arab world and the public opinion of the Arab world, saying that all the Lebanese agree that this tribunal is not valid, this tribunal is politicized, and it's our right to defend ourselves.
This summer, Hariri reportedly offered a compromise to call any Hezbollah members charged in the murder rogue elements who did not operate under party orders. Nasrallah rejected that and started making threats. Hezbollah officials have hinted that the party would try to take control of the government, either by force or by withdrawing from Hariri's cabinet. But so far, it's only been a war of words. Analyst Elias Muhanna says Hezbollah and their allies have been winning the public relations battle.
They've played their cards really well. I rarely meet somebody in Lebanon who is optimistic about the special tribunal, who believes that it's not politicized. It seems like everybody thinks it's politicized at this point, and I think that's largely a function of the opposition's savviness.
Suspicion or indifference does seem to be the general feeling about the STL in Beirut's wealthier neighborhoods. As a Christmas float drove through the center of Christian Beirut, called Sassine Square, shoppers crowded the streets and Christmas trees danced with light. Lebanese hanging out at a local Starbucks expressed weariness with the whole situation. This 25-year-old financial fund manager, who asked me not to use his name, says Hezbollah had a point about the tribunal being used as a tool by Israel.
I don't think people are really thinking about who killed Hariri. It's about the indictment coming out and then trying to squeeze Hezbollah. Because the people who dislike Hezbollah would really want to see one day that Nasrallah became officially someone who's wanted by the criminal court.
Another young man at the Starbucks didn't care either way. He's fed up with politicians arguing about the tribunal while the country is plagued with water and electricity shortages. As for hopes of getting the truth about the Hariri assassination or from the country's political process in general, he's pessimistic.
You can't find the right answer, you know. You will never get the truth. Everyone is right. Everyone is wrong. But it's been more than 20 years, the same thing. It's going to keep on going like this.
Another patron, a doctor named Naji, said he thought the tribunal should go ahead and he would judge the evidence when he saw it.
If the process of investigation is quite logical, clear, and convincing, well, the conclusions would be welcomed. If the conclusion is fair, it should be accepted.
There is word that Hezbollah patron Syria and Hariri ally Saudi Arabia are trying to reach a deal on the tribunal, but nothing is certain at this point. So the Lebanese, yet again, will celebrate a nervous entry into the next year. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.